Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I always enjoy hearing from listeners who are starting their first ever side hustle, who are just really kind of going for it. Maybe you've been listening for a while, and for whatever reason, you've just kind of been absorbing, or you've been busy, or been distracted, or maybe there's been something you've wanted to start for a while, but you've had some kind of hang up on it. And I know that's pretty common. Like I, in my own life, have often thought about doing something, and for whatever reason, it just takes me a while to get going with it. But the point is, now you are going with it. And that's the kind of group of people I'm talking about here, the listeners who are taking action, moving forward. So today's listener, today's caller, by the way, I should say this is Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. I have the privilege of bringing you this program every single day for more than 1,300 days and counting. Now, today's listener calling in this situation of moving forward, starting their project, she is a medical professional by background and is starting a communications business on the side. So how can she find her first clients and stand out from larger organizations? That's what she's wondering about, but she'll put it in more detailed and better words than those. So here is a message from our sponsor, and then we'll hear directly from her, how to launch a communications business for healthcare providers.
Hi, Chris. My name is Devin from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been listening to your show for about 2 years now. I am a part-time speech pathologist in a hospital and also a part-time stay-at-home mom. Last week, I have officially started my side hustle called Communications Connected. It's a communication consulting business specifically focused on improving communication skills for busy healthcare providers pressed for time. I hope to maybe launch a course in the future, but for now, I'm just focusing on providing one-on-one or group coaching services. I have two questions. First, how do you suggest I market to get my first clients? And then second, there are large organizations who provide similar work as me. How do I stand out amongst the big dogs? Thanks so much, Chris. I look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, Devin, thank you so much for listening and congratulations. Last week, you've officially started your side hustle. That is very cool. Listeners, I want to encourage you to check out Devin's website. It is communicationsconnected.com. So just two words altogether, communicationsconnected.com. I like that, by the way. I think it's a little bit long as a name, but it makes good sense in terms of what it's about. So if you hear that, you're like, oh, I remember that. So good name. Now from the website, because that's kind of what I wanted to focus on here. You know, Devin has this write-up, research shows that effective communication training in the healthcare setting can drastically improve patient experience, reduce medical errors, and help to prevent provider burnout, which is vastly important now more than ever. Yet, communication skills training is often not a focus during medical training. So I really liked that. I thought that was very clear in showing, you know, what the benefit is, what this is all about. And with this kind of service business, and this can apply to a lot of our listeners, by the way, it's not just about, you know, Devin's situation. With any kind of service business that's really targeting professionals, getting that first client really is key. So it's great that she's really giving that a lot of attention. And my suggestion is, okay, think about in really clear, specific terms, who will pay for this service, not just who is it for, but who will pay for it. And I think the best bet would be for an organization or a hospital or a company, you know, HMO, et cetera, to pay for it instead of the individuals, instead of the medical professionals themselves. Therefore, could it qualify for continuing education or something else that is reimbursable? And I think Devin is already thinking that way because she has a page for employers on the website. So all good things. Now, my suggestion is while that benefit statement is really good, the next thing that needs to happen is a clear plan for the customer or a clear path for the customer or client. And for that, I think it might be helpful to just have a little bit more clarity on, you know, what do people actually get when they sign up for this service? How much does it cost? What is the process for, you know, the training? How often does it take place? You know, et cetera. All that kind of stuff. Just a little bit more detail there might be helpful. If someone is kind of pre-sold with the benefit, then it helps to kind of push them over a little bit and you know, push them toward that commitment by saying, okay, I understand the need now. Now, how is this going to actually solve this problem? And my last encouragement is, you know, embrace the strength of being small. Don't try to serve everyone. Don't try to compete with those large organizations. Focus on other benefits, something that you can do differently or better. So I think Devin is off to a good start here, at least in terms of the messaging, and I hope it goes well. So Devin, feel free to let us know what happens along the way. And listeners, I'm cheering you on as well. If you have a question, if you have an update for us, I mean, I want to hear, I want to share with our community, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature them. This is a major focus of my work these days, just trying to support folks out there who are taking these steps. And so if you are one of those people, then I am excited. I want to be here for you. And if you want to be one of those people, well, great. You know, go and listen to some of the episodes in the archives. Check out my books or somebody else's books. Do whatever you need to do to be able to move forward a little bit. So that's my hope. I'll stop now, but much more is coming up tomorrow. So be sure you're subscribed. My name is Chris Guillebeau. The program is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.